Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Into the second hour of the show, and you can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms as well. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. You want to sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, just join the Discord server, hop into one of those top four rooms. We will join you there, and you will then sound almost like you're sitting here with us. It's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
We're going to go back to Ron, and an extended caller, entering into the third segment, because it's been a really interesting conversation.
Oh, wow. Is he still here?
He's still on the line. I invited him to stay, and, well, he stuck around, so that's cool, because we've been talking about viewpoints on this show and how they compare to people on the right. And how they might compare to people on the left. And Ron, you just asked a question right before we went to the news break there about, you know, what would we say to somebody like yourself who self-describes as being on the left? But you also used the term with an open heart. And nobody, you took a crack at it. I wanted to go ahead and take a crack at answering that question as well. And I would say that in my experience, people on the left come at things from a couple of different perspectives. One, generally they want to help people, right? They want to help the poor, they want to help the sick, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Some of them, however, believe that the best way to do it is through this monopoly on violence that we have, and they call themselves the state.
Spot on.
They call themselves the government, or the federal government, or the state government, or the city of fill in the blank. And I don't think that is the best way to help people. I think that using the threat of violence, which is ultimately what backs all government programs, is the threat of violence. Either you do what they say, or they send men with guns, who usually are right-wingers, to come after you throw you in a prison cell or possibly kill you if you don't do what they say.
And the right does that, too. That's the crazy thing.
They both do.
Sure.
They're sadists.
Right.
So when you show somebody on the left what we would call, libertarians might call, the gun in the room, this sort of the violence that inherently backs all of this system that we have, usually somebody on the left will go one of two different directions. They will either completely ignore the gun in the room and, you know, be in a state of denial about it. Well, they're not going to use violence on you. They'll just, you know, send you a letter. Well, what
or it's somehow justified.
The other perspective is of the unapologetic leftist who embraces the violence of the state. They don't care because they believe that the violence of the state will somehow make things better into the future. So my viewpoint is, as somebody with an open heart, as somebody who is pretty much a peacenik, I don't think that violence is the appropriate way to change humanity. I don't think that it's the way to motivate people to change themselves in any way, shape, or form. And so my viewpoint as a voluntarist is a viewpoint of peace, and is a viewpoint of voluntary interaction, of consensual interaction, in that if you've got an idea that you think is great, feeding the homeless or, you know, the hungry, or, you know, helping people with whatever their malady is, then it should be something that can be funded on a voluntary basis. If it's a good idea, it likely will be, and you won't need to threaten anybody.
Unless, of course, the government comes in and stops you
from doing something to help people.
Right.
Yeah, they've done that, too. They've arrested people.
Which is the problem with government.
Right,
you can't have it. You just can't have it if you want to do good.
We've seen people arrested by the state for feeding homeless folks on the beach in Florida. I remember in Florida, it was in Orlando. They were arresting Food Not Bombs for trying to feed homeless people in a park. So with that sort of rambling treatise there, your thoughts, Ron, go ahead.
So I'd like to respond by, you know, asking guys to remind me if I missed something in the past, couple weeks, since the George Floyd incident occurred in Minneapolis. I don't listen to your show every day, but maybe a couple, three times a week.
Yeah, I need to go on.
Thanks. It's a lot to listen to, so appreciate it.
It's more than I do.
So, but I don't really remember you guys really finding solidarity with the protesters on the left against police violence.
Yeah, you definitely haven't listened because
been talking about police violence longer than the left has been talking about it, and it's been for how long has the show been going on?
Yeah, forever. Right. I mean, we've been against police violence. We've talked about so many different.
That's like 90% of what the show covers is police violence.
We've lost radio stations, Ron, because we take a position of being critical of the police.
So, like,
and
you know,
I've been to the Black Lives Matter protests, and three of them.
In this incident, you know, we all saw what happened. We all, you know, we all watched it. We all saw it. You know, like what I did hear you guys say, it was last week at some point. It was you're criticizing, you know, some people on the left for, you know, wanting maybe laws to change, and you know, let's just say shorthand, the nanny state. I did hear a lot of that. But I didn't hear a lot of solidarity with, you know, the protesters, let's say, in D.C. when the guys, the goons came in with pepper spray and bullets and shot, you know, multi-ethnic, multi-generational, a lot of white people in the crowd to clear a room for Donald Trump to come in and give a photo op. I didn't hear you guys talk about that very much.
There's been a lot going on. We focused, I think, more on what happened in Minneapolis. We've been focusing recently on Seattle's autonomous zone and some of the things that have been going on there, and it's a very interesting situation that's developed. We did mention the situation in D.C., but you know, it's so political. It just wasn't the top story, I think, of the night that particular day. So, I mean, I'm not in favor of what they did there. You're referring to where they used, National Guard troops, probably Secret Service, other goons, to clear out a group of protesters so Trump could take a picture. We talked about how the pastor of that church was actually against that. So sometimes when you have a particular belief system, it's easier to hear things that might agree with or maybe it's more difficult in that case. But, yeah, we definitely did talk about that, and we've been heavy in favor of the protests here on Free Talk Live over the last 2 weeks that they've been going on, to the point where, we've even lost a radio station just within the last 2 weeks over this. And so I got to beg to differ with you. I mean, I've been at multiple Black Lives Matter events up here in New Hampshire and have reported on my experiences there on the radio.
I think the thing that he may be right about is the solidarity part. I definitely would say that I don't have solidarity with the people on the left who are protesting.
What do you mean?
Meaning that I don't necessarily support everything that they're out there doing, but I do specific certain aspects of what they're arguing.
But Chris, they're individuals,
and so forth.
So you can't say you don't support. I mean, you can say I don't. I don't support everything they're doing, but they are a bunch of different people who don't support everything their other people are doing, right?
Absolutely.
So some of the protesters are destroying private businesses, and I'm against that. But some of the protesters are also against destroying.
I don't even care about that.
If it was your private business, you would care.
No. I don't mean that. Obviously, I don't want them to destroy private businesses. But I'm not like it's not an issue for me. I just don't. It's not something I'm concerned about.
Okay. Well, that concerns me.
It bothers me if it's a mom and pop shop. But
it's a mean thing to do.
Fortune 500 companies are definitely not my friends.
If you're going to destroy something, like we said, I don't care if you're destroying a cop shop. I don't care. I mean, I don't want somebody to die.
I would rather them go after the cops, rather than
go after City Hall,
government.
Go after the government buildings. And they did do that in Minneapolis, and so we were cheering that on.
Well, and
here,
this is why
that happened.
This is why I'm saying, I have a hard time finding solidarity with people on the left, or for that matter, the right, just because I know that, and you're right, they do have, they do
Well, do you
things.
Have to agree with everything to
and
have solidarity?
Don't.
I don't think you do.
Well,
go
well,
ahead. I want to hear what Ron has to say. Run it short on time. Go ahead, Ron.
I wanted to pick up on what one of you said. I think it was the host who described himself as nobody.
Mm-hmm. That's my legal name.
Who said, the thing too. Okay. who said, I don't know if I'm going to treat that as a sincere response. I think you said that, people like me on the left, when they listen to your show, they should listen to you know, you know, they should try to maybe try to find an opening, a bridge, you know, between their points of view and yours by listening to freedom and liberty, and that there's an economic message in there.
Hold that thought, Ron. We're bringing you back for more in a moment.
At her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. So I get the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
And the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog, and she loves it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you're invited to bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
All right, so we're going to continue with your calls, your thoughts, But I also, by the way, we've had Ron on the line. He stuck with us. So segment number four, full hour. He's going to be joining the show as a co-host here in before you know it.
I would love to have somebody on the left co-host, just because I think it would be it creates so much,
interesting.
The conversation that comes about is so much more interesting, especially if the opposing viewpoint is coherent in their conversation.
Yeah, and they don't storm out of the room or something like that,
which is so often the case with people on both sides of the aisle.
So, Ron, I want to invite you. You're in upstate New York. I don't know which side of upstate New York, because upstate New York is a big place.
Oh yeah.
But we've got a little festival that's going to be going on starting on Monday. It's going to last for 2 weeks. It's called Fork Fest. It's happening at Rogers Campground. It's in the White Mountains of New Hampshire, so it's the northern part of New Hampshire, a little town called Lancaster. We're going to be up there broadcasting starting on Monday, and we will be there for the 2 weeks following that through the end of July 4th, or we'll be leaving on July 5th. And there's going to be some number of probably hundreds, would be my guess. There are no tickets to Fork Fest, so it's not centrally organized in any way. There's no bureaucracy.
It'll be interesting to see what the turnout is between the two events, because we've hit over 1,000 people, over 2,000 people between the two events, I think. Combining Fork Fest and Pork Fest.
Not in the last 4 years, no. I wouldn't say you hit 2,000 in the last 4 years at any point.
Maybe close to 2,000.
The peak Porcupine Freedom Festival.
It certainly got more than prior years of just Pork Fest.
Than the prior 4 years. There was a peak at the Porcupine Freedom Festival of 1,700 one year. That was
right.
Their
and I'm pretty confident
years.
We hit more than 1,700 between the two events. In the
Wow. Year. I don't think that's true at all. But you know what? There's no way to count ForkFest, so nobody really knows. Anyway, Ron, you can go to ForkFest.party, and everybody else can as well, because there's really not that much to do in the world these days with all the events being canceled and so on. And so if you want to have more conversations like this in person, it'd be a good place to do it. You were trying to get to a point there just before we went away. So please go ahead and recap what you were trying to say.
Okay, so this was a follow-up to Nobody, which, it's kind of a statement. Maybe there's a question here that you can respond to, but it's, when people like me on the left hear people say that typically on the right, and this is what I'm trying to say to you guys, you sound like you're, in lockstep with the people on the right, that what you're looking out for and where we can find agreement on is that we want freedom and liberty. You guys want freedom and liberty as libertarians, and that there's an economic message in that we should, kind of jibe with or listen for to find agreement with you. Try to understand, you're talking about, I'm not talking about myself necessarily, but people aligned with me on the left who are looking out for poor people, people who are hourly workers, people who make minimum wage. When you talk about freedom and you talk about liberty as an economic message, that just doesn't really connect at all versus someone who says, AOC, Bernie Sanders, we are going to fight for Medicare for all, which I'm going to just assume that none of the three of you are for.
I'm completely opposed.
Right. So when you say we should scrap all that Medicare for all nonsense and listen to how we're going to have it, our economic picture is going to benefit by not having that because we'll have freedom and liberty. I guess I kind of want you guys to understand that just doesn't in any way connect to reality.
No, it does.
On the ground.
I don't think you understand where the money
that the government is going to honestly and efficiently provide you with any service ever doesn't fit with reality is the problem. I mean, what kind of service are black people going to get from a medical system that's run by people who shoot them down like dogs in the street? I mean, there's going to be a lot of dead black folks if the government takes over the healthcare industry. In terms of poverty, the government has created way more poverty than it has ever solved. It has always made things worse. in that respect. So,
but you just have to elect the right people. Nobody. You have to get AOC in there. You got to get Bernie Sanders in there.
You got to get nobody in there because nobody should be doing what they're doing.
You know, the problem is that the government has skewed the free market, and it's taken most of your money, and it's taken most of the money of the people who are poor, and it redistributes it not to the people you think it does, but it mostly redistributes it to the wealthy. If you look at what the money that was given out during the COVID-19 thing, most of that money went to big corporations and people who actually have money because they own stocks.
And that was voted on by both Democrats and Republicans.
Right, exactly. So it's not going to the people that you think it is. A little bit is, maybe, but not anywhere near what it would be if we had a free market, you know, a truly free market, not what we have, because we don't have a free market, you know.
So, well, I do see what you're saying, Ron, that that kind of language, freedom, liberty, it doesn't speak to the people on the left. They want to help people, and they don't believe that freedom can do it. They think that a centralized command and control structure...
Well, because they've been told they've had freedom all this time. They never did, really.
Well, that's true. But if you were to get rid of the centralized command and control structure, and you were to actually have the freedom to choose what to do with the money that you earn, rather than handing it over to Donald Trump or Barack Obama or whichever politician happens to be in charge at the moment, then you would actually get to support the charities that are doing the work that you think is best. And if there didn't exist one, then you could create one without having to beg some government bureaucrat's permission.
Yep.
You would see things like mutual aid societies make a comeback, and I know nobody, you probably know a little bit more about these, you know, given that you've studied that, I think, a little bit more over time, but mutual aid is absolutely a legitimate way to help people on a completely voluntary basis get the help that they need without violence.
Not just that, but it's a way to help people without evil monsters in government taking 90% of the money that you give them in taxes to help people and use it to murder people all over the world.
I don't think people understand.
There is way more money spent on warfare than is ever spent on welfare. So the answer to that is take that money away from the psycho killers and give it to somebody who A, is not a murderer, and B, actually cares about helping people, which none of these politicians
I don't think people
do.
Understand that they're not just taking 15% from you, they're taking money from you in all different ways to hide the real amount of money that's being stolen from you, and you're making a lot less than you normally would be. So 90% is going to include property taxes, you know, your rent effectively, because you're the person you're renting from has to pay those property taxes. You know, you're going to have to include tariffs. You're going to have to include sales taxes. You're going to have to include vehicle registration. There's all these other taxes that people forget about and don't realize is being taken from them just indirectly. There's corporate. There's employee taxes.
You could go on. Ron, thank you so much for the call here tonight. I really appreciate the extended conversation. I thought it was productive, at least. I thought it was interesting. So thanks for making it. Feel free to call in any old time. And maybe we'll see you at ForkFest since you're kind of in the region. Come on up to ForkFest. It starts Monday. It goes for 2 weeks. If all you can do is make it for a weekend, it'll be worth the trip to hang out with some cool, freedom-minded folks in the woods of New Hampshire. We got more Free Talk Live coming up. You can join us. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says precautions are being taken ahead of President Trump's rally set to take place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Saturday night.
We are administering hand sanitizer, masks to those who are in attendance should they decide to wear them, and we are taking temperature checks.
McEnany during the daily White House press briefing on Friday continues.
We are confident that we can operate safely in Tulsa. As I noted at the beginning of this, Governor Stitt said under 200 people are in hospitals across Oklahoma.
McEnany also pointing out how the media's coverage over President Trump's rallies is far different than the way they covered the Black Lives Matter protests within the last month. Elvita King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., is calling on Juneteenth to be made into a national holiday. King making her comments in a column posted by Fox News. This is USA Radio News. President Trump says his efforts to end protections for young illegal immigrants will continue despite Thursday's Supreme Court ruling that blocked his first attempt at ending DACA. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a Friday morning tweet, the president says the court asked us to resubmit on DACA, so nothing's been lost or won. And he added, we will be submitting enhanced papers shortly. Acting head of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says those who've been covered by DACA are still illegal immigrants.
DACA stands for deferred action. The action deferred is deportation.
Cuccinelli saying on CNN the administration believes the program as it stands is illegal and Congress needs to step up with a legislated solution.
Louisville, Kentucky's police department will fire one of the three officers who shot Breonna Taylor after executing a no-knock warrant on her apartment. That's what the mayor announced on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yep, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves here. Number is 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. So you can't make it out to ForkFest. It's just, you know, can't do it for whatever reason. Your schedule's full up. Well, there's another set of events coming in Vegas coming up in about a month from now, July 18th and 19th. You can join Free Talk Live and a bunch of great speakers for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. There are two events, one day, the other the next day. So July 18th and 19th in Vegas. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergevina, Lynn Ulbrich, Jim Bell, Elise, Sam, Float CEO, Kingsley Edwards, and others speaking at Crypto Vegas. And when you go to Anarcho Vegas 2020, you'll get to see Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Ovens O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and others. Tickets for each day are just $20.20, so that's cheap for a convention. That's a good price. And if you want to upgrade to VIP tickets, you can use code FTL and you'll save 10% off the VIP option. Go to anarchovegas.com and cryptovegasconference.com. Mark your calendar for July 18th and 19th. We have full phones after that phone call. A lot of people want to weigh in to whatever conversation. You can bring up anything you want. Let's go to the phones. First to Jason in Colorado, listening online on the Liberty Radio Network. Go ahead, Jason.
Good evening, Ian. You stole some of my thunder about show the gun. That's always the method that I try to use, at least until I can tell if the person is even possibly able to talk any kind of economic stuff. I have just not found economics to be as what was it colored before me? Robert or?
Again, I think it was Rob.
Rob. I mean, I've had almost no success trying to, you know, basically tell them how bad Keynesian economics or socialist economics.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work on them.
Well, even, I mean, I don't know if you were listening closely to the call, but even when I did, you know, reveal the gun in the room, he ignored what I said and went on to a completely different point after that. So I don't know if he was ready to really to hear that or to address it. I didn't hammer him about it either. I just kind of let him go because it was that wasn't the time for it.
You guys do this night after night, the show, the gun. I mean, I know, but a lot of...
Well, it's actually rare because we don't have calls like that night after night.
Yeah.
Usually night after night, it's like James in Arizona and David in New Mexico, and that's it.
Yeah, but I'm
nice
talking like
somebody else.
You meet somebody that's a friend of your friend's, and they're, you know, they're a lefty. And I have this with my wife as a teacher, and basically I deal with, like, the young hipster lefty Bernie types that I meet at her, like meet and greet stuff.
Yep.
The hard thing is after, even if you can get through the show them the gun, you know, the escalating violence of, you know, a parking ticket is a death sentence if you take it far enough. Even after you get through that, you still have to come up with, the Market for Liberty book, right? The alternative is a free market solution. And they claim that you claim that your system is perfection, you know, the anarchy that we want,
utopia.
The voluntarism. Yeah, they basically always usually go with utopia. We're not going to get utopia. And that's where it's really hard because that's what you guys do every night. You have to explain that it won't be perfection, but it'll be better than X, Y, and Z that we got now. Add in the example. And that sometimes works.
Utopia is not an option.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Because of humans. You know, humans will be involved. There's going to be failures. There's going to be disappointments.
You would think that this would be an exact, you know, you think that this would be an exact situation where you would want to actually advocate for socialism, just not everywhere. Because as soon as you advocate for socialism somewhere, right, where these people who believe in this socialist ideology can get together and set up whatever the socialist system is that they want, it will fail. Like, it's not going to work as well, and it's going to become apparent. But because we have this system...
Has it, though? Because you look at Venezuela, and you'd think it's become apparent. But then the socialist just comes back and says, well, that's because it was the wrong guy.
Right. Well, this is exactly the point. So the socialism that they're trying to implement, or they want to implement, their brain to socialism, right? It would be better if we had some examples that were, you know, reasonably comparable. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Venezuela is not what they're talking about. I think it's fair enough to say
but
that.
But it's a socialist country.
Right, right.
And so is the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Sure. Sure. If not straight up
communist.
If you compare, often when they compare countries or they bring up countries that are socialist and successful, you can point to other factors that they're successful because of, like, you know, wealth in terms of resources or something else, right? And it doesn't actually scale to the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually had, say, you know, let's say you made, you know, our neighbor here, Vermont, into a true socialist utopia, for lack of better words, then you made New Hampshire into a true libertarian utopia, for lack of better words, you then actually have something probably to compare that is closer, you know, to similarities in terms of, you know, resource wealth, in terms of, exploitation of the land.
You would.
And so on.
But, as you pointed out, it wouldn't work out for Vermont.
I don't think so either.
The question is, how quickly would it fail?
Yeah,
I don't know. Because unless they build up a big fence and put a huge inward-facing barbed wire around Vermont to keep the productive class in, you're going to have major flight of the productive class. You're
right.
Like, well, oh, wait, so you're saying I can't run my business how I want? Oh, you're going to take over my business? Oh, you're going to nationalize me? Okay, well, I'll just go across the border to New Hampshire and open up my store and then, you know, have relative freedom by comparison. I mean, that will happen not overnight, but it'd be pretty fast if true socialism.
But this is exactly why I think it would be good to have a similar area, similar population, you know, to compare against, you know, as opposed to
something that's,
you know, all the way down in South America or, you know, all the way in some far.
I agree with you. Next door neighbor's comparison would be interesting.
And the other thing that we should stop doing is blockading, going to war with, with harassing or otherwise troubling those countries that do find themselves socialist.
Let them fail on their own volition, rather than so they can't point to the free country that
exactly. The reason for failure. A lot of people say, "Oh, well, the only reason Cuba's failing is because
economic blockade.
They can't trade with America."
And it's a factor. Like, it is a factor.
Yeah.
Well, but it's not the reason they're failing.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
Yeah, if you can trade with the rest of the world but not America, you should still be fine.
But that would be another good reason to have a socialist state next to a libertarian state, because the libertarians are not going to refuse to trade with the socialists, and you would have some of that, you know, undermined, because there is some truth to, you know, again, we don't have, you know, free markets, we don't have a free society in America, but it would undermine the ability of what we do have's ability to totally destroy an economy.
Jason, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yes, I do. So I do think that, as we've talked, that teaching the lefties economics is hard, very hard, and does not work. But I think the day of reckoning is coming sooner than the day where they actually are going to feel the effect of like being like in a Venezuela because of the end of the road for Keynesianism and all the money printing and all the stuff that Chris talks about on his show and you guys talk about. That's going to become more and more real. And those days are not 20 years away anymore. It's like less than a decade. This stuff's
really
going to
start.
We'll see,
man. They've been saying, I mean, people have been predicting financial calamity for the dollar for decades. So, I mean, I hope you're right. And I hope that we do see the end of it soon, because it will destroy the state as we know it, because they're backed by the dollar.
On another call, not tonight, I do want to talk about the dollar crash. And I'm actually one of the people that thinks the dollar will not crash, but that we can say that for a different
day. Yeah, it does sound interesting. Thanks, Jason, for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue with Carlos. He's on the line in Colorado, listening online. Go ahead, Carlos.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks for letting me call in. I've been a listener for a really long time. You know, you guys guys are pseudo celebrities to old time voluntarists like me. I'm coming to Keen finally. Okay, I've made the dedication. I'm almost 40. It's that time. I've procrastinated long enough, and we're coming really close on 2021 here. So I'm coming in July. Sadly, I'm coming right after. Like the 25th, I think, is when I'm going to get there. So it's just after all the fun stuff. But that's okay. Hopefully things will
calm
down a bit.
Oh, you're coming July 25th. Okay, because you posted on – I must not have read your post properly. You posted on the Shire forums, which has Free Talk Live forums in it, at forum.shiresociety.com. And I saw, for whatever reason, I just saw it as June 25th. I'm like, oh, no, you don't want to visit the week of June 25th. We're all leaving to go to the campground. Hang on, Carlos.
Right.
Hold that thought. We'll continue here with your story in just a moment. The migration of freedom to New Hampshire.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we can.
Look, Matt.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear masks to protect me.
Let's all wear masks to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now. A 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at Divvy Project. DiviProject.org. We got lots of calls here. We're going to try to get to everybody. Carlos on the line in Colorado. You were talking about making the move to New Hampshire as part of this freedom migration that has been going on for, I don't know, 15 or so years, I think, 16 years. It started in, I think, the
2005, right?
I think the state was voted on by the Free State Project members in late 2003. So technically, the move began the very end of 2003. And Carlos, you're saying you're ready to go, and you're currently in Colorado?
I am. I actually first heard of the Free State Project sometime around 2003, mm-hmm. I believe. I think when they originally started was like 2001. It was right around the same time that 9/11 happened, if I recall right. But yep. More importantly, it was the fact that the idea has changed so much as far as what liberty is to most Americans. And in this day and age, it's important that we as libertarians or as voluntarists hold true to that core, the core tenets of our beliefs and of that message. And when I see as many people as there are in New Hampshire, I don't feel like that message has gotten lost in translation the way that it has in some other places like Arizona, where I'm originally from. Mm-hmm. Or Texas, where I lived for a while, or even here in Colorado. I feel like you guys are holding true a little bit harder. So it came to the point where I said, you know, I love it here. I'm now a registered firefighter. I'm a certified, you know, firefighter for the state. So what do I do now? Do I look elsewhere? And then it struck me. I already pledged that I was going to move. So now I'm looking to come check it out. I'm going to be there in July 25th or so, somewhere around there. And hopefully there's someone there that might have a couch or a backyard I can hang my hammock in. But I'm looking for what to do. What do I need to see in New Hampshire? I won't have a car, so I'll be either hitchhiking or, you know, catching rides where I can. But what do I need to see? What do I need to do? Obviously, I want to go do some Robin Hooding. You know, it's funny. It's been a thing of mine that I've done it in other places, but I want to go to the home of Robin Hooding, you know?
And for listeners that don't know, that's where you fill parking meters, expired parking meters. Generally, you want to do it before the meter enforcer reaches the meter, right? So you save somebody from getting a parking ticket. It's actually something that we ended up going to the Supreme Court over years ago because the city of Keene Gang sent us a civil suit and tried to come after us for damages for depriving them of their precious revenue, like to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars, because we literally saved thousands of people from getting parking tickets.
I think it was higher than that even, wasn't it?
It was at least tens of thousands of dollars. They ended up paying over $100,000 in attorneys to fight the case. So then there was a whole bunch more on top of that. But, yeah, that was an absolutely successful form of activism. It kind of has died off because the head of it, James Cleveland, ended up moving actually to Colorado, which is where you are right now. So what I would say to
answer... But they also changed the parking meters, which make it kind of...
They made it harder in some cases, although the old meters are still there in some parts of the city. Anyway, as far as what you'd want to see, well, I mean, I can't tell you what you want to see, but I would recommend checking out the southern tier of New Hampshire. I mean, there's, of course, a lot more population down here. There's a little bit more to do. Crypto. If you're into crypto, cryptocurrency, the Keene, of course, is the king. But Portsmouth is in a close second place behind us, so you definitely want to get out to the seacoast and go see Derek J. and Stephen over at the NEPA headquarters and have them, you know, put you on the crypto tour of Portsmouth. And then there's like some regular meetups that happen in Manchester for the city people.
See, this is what I need right here, this type of info.
Yeah,
I'm going to be in the forums, guys, so I'll make sure and get this from you there, too.
That's the best place to do it, and that's the place where you can crowdsource it. And we'll look forward to seeing you up here, Carlos, and thanks for the call tonight. And that's a great way to get in touch with people who are here, people who have had experience here, who can make recommendations, is to go to forum.shiresociety.com or forum.freetalklive.com. It all takes you to the same place. Because, look, forums aren't big enough to have just... the Free Talk Live forums. We used to have that years ago. We used to have the Free Talk Live BBS, and there were a ton of people that were active on that before the whole social media thing just kind of took over. So the Shire Society forums have sub-forums for Free Talk Live, and there's one for ForkFest, and there's even one for Elect Nobody. Right now there's, I think, one post there, but there is a forum there for Elect Nobody. It would be nice if more people utilized forums. Unfortunately, people are so trained to get on social media, and it's tragic because that puts Facebook or Twitter in charge of your posts. And if they don't like what you're doing, like they did with the COVID crackdown, they become agents of the state and will censor the things that you are trying to talk about. The things you're trying to organize will be censored.
Yeah, you know what would be another good place is, I mean, I know this is not, obviously, it's not the perfect place to go, but one of the places that a lot of people in New Hampshire hang out is on Telegram on certain rooms. So, like, there is a ForkFest room, so if you go to ForkFest.party, you could join there, too.
There's a link there.
There's a lot more conversations, you know, going on
an
everyday basis.
But the problem with Telegram is
the forum
is its real-time chat, and that has its benefits.
Yeah.
But it also has its drawbacks, and one of the drawbacks of real-time chat is even though Telegram has a good search function, it's still not organized in any meaningful way that you can understand. It's just a stream of consciousness of chat.
You know, one of the benefits of a forum is you can actually go and search for stuff.
And there's organization as well.
Right.
So topics and
so,
sub-forums.
You know, unfortunately, it's just, it's a challenge because we're not really on... as much. I don't think anywhere near as many people are on the forums. And it's hard. It's kind of hard to get on the forum. I mean, it's not hard to get on the forums.
No, it's not hard. There's actually four different ways you can set
it. It's hard to get motivated, I think.
You can even use your GitHub login to create a login for the forums. It's actually easy.
Really?
It's super easy. Yeah, you can use, I think, Twitter, GitHub, and like a couple other options. I disabled the Facebook login just because it's Facebook. I'm like, screw that.
That's awesome.
But yeah, or you can use your email and sign up for an account there. And,
sure.
And then all you have to do is post one introductory post. There's instructions on how to do it. And this is how we keep some of the bots out of the forum, how we keep some of the spammers out. You just require an introduction post that has to be reviewed by a real human being. That's me. And and then, you know, you get let into the forum. And then if you are an actual real-life human being, and if we, like, meet you in real life, there's a forum upgrade that you get access to a different area of the forum, you know, if you're not just, like, somebody on the Internet that we've never met before. So check it out at forum.shiresociety.com. As we go to someone calling themselves The Jerk, calling from nowhere. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello? Hello, The Jerk, calling from nowhere. I heard somebody on the line. It does sound like someone.
You're censoring people.
Oh, it's you.
Oh, it's me. Yeah, you do it all the time. You censor people. Just like the nobody that never tells the truth doesn't want to talk to me because he's afraid that he'll be eviscerated on public airways.
I don't think that's his issue, but you can go ahead and speculate all you want.
It is his issue, and the reason why he won't take me on in the ring as he challenged me to is because he knows I'll wreck him.
It's probably just because you're boring, really. That's all it is.
I'm just responding to what he...
And boring. Well, there's no point in responding. He's not listening to you.
I'm responding to what he said.
Okay, well, he didn't listen. He's not listening to you. And you've responded before, and you're boring, and you're insulting.
You know, he says we censor him, but the reality is he calls in frequently, and not only does he call in frequently, which is not a problem so much, but He doesn't actually get censored. We let him talk.
Yeah,
and way
well,
longer
how
than
many
he
people
deserves.
Would actually tolerate that loser?
Oh, I didn't let him talk much there.
No,
okay, so
no,
I'm not
you really
did. You did,
but
you don't cut him off. Like if somebody was censoring
I cut him off.
You,
I definitely cut him
you,
off.
You
there.
Did, you cut
and
him off
because
but all he did was he said he's fat, he's ugly, he was just insulting nobody.
Right.
That's
but
all.
But you didn't cut him off right away. You could have cut him off as soon as you
that's
recognized
true.
Who he was.
I,
and
I,
you
I
didn't
could've.
Do that. That actually, you gave him a chance to say something that was not.
He could have said something new.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Something new to
have a conversation. But he doesn't.
No. We go on. Let's talk to Ryan. He's in North Carolina. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Welcome. You're on the air.
Great. I have a big problem with our outreach program. We are the best philosophy, and we have the worst outreach. I cannot turn the TV on without seeing some kind of political indoctrination. But I never see libertarian political indoctrination, and I'm here now proposing a libertarian slush fund. To put old Brett Bennett and Tom Woods clip on TV in front of people on local news stations. I think it would open a lot of people's eyes.
Okay, so you want to put libertarian video clips on broadcast television stations? Is that right?
Absolutely.
Hold that thought, Ryan. I want to talk about it with you here, so stand by. We'll bring you back in hour number three. Is this a good plan? I mean, you know, money's limited as far as libertarian fundraising is concerned. Would you want to? I mean, if you can raise the money to do it, then do it. But is it the most effective way to spend hard-earned libertarian dollars is to buy time on television?
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.